The Town of Discovery Bay regular CSD board meeting is now called to order. Would you all please rise for the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect all members are present with the exception of Director Graves.
Thank you. This is the time for public comment, and we have two from the public, so if this is the time, you'll have 3 minutes to come up and talk about anything that is not on the agenda. Okay, I'll go ahead and close public comments. Onto the consent calendar. Is there any item that any board member would like to move for further discussion? And seeing none, do I hear a motion?
Move the consent calendar.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Veolia, Bernie, it's all yours.
Okay, that's September. I know it sounds like a broken record, but we're doing great.
No, it's a good September. We don't mind here.
Staff continues to do their safe practices and work safely. Hope to be first of the year. After the first year, it'll be at 200,000 hours, so we're going to be. Staff did respiratory training for the month. All state and federal reports were submitted on time. All wells are active. We had 198 gallons go out in production. Staff was out flushing hydrants. We did 21. We did have a minor issue with the people across the street. Some extra flushing. Water production still way below our baseline of 2013. We ran about, it was down around 17% again. So, but for the year, we're still at 30% reduction. The plant's running beautifully. Like I said, we're putting drinking water back in the river that they want to hammer on. So, but the plant's doing good. The violations, all station, pump stations are running. We treat a little over 36 million gallons. Staff still out doing their monthly assessments of the sewer and manhole inspections. Staff's doing a great job in keeping work orders done and keeping back water to the minimum. Last we got caught up in September, we just got a few long lead items that are out, which are some vibration testing we got to do. So, other than that, things are going good. Great.
It's going so good, there's probably going to be no questions.
Good.
That's a good sign. Thanks, Bert.
Thank you, Bert.
All right, Bert, good job. Okay, F1, business and actions. Staff.
Okay, we're for round two on MPDES tentative draft comments, and Gregory's here for the engineering firm to talk about that.
Okay, Gregory Harris, the firm of engineering. We're the district engineer for the town of Discovery Bay. So you should have in your packet a draft letter for the Regional Water Quality Control Board. So we were here in June, and they have what they call an informal draft back then, where it's only between us and the regional board. Based on those comments that we sent in, then they sent out the public draft that anybody can comment on. They actually listened to some of the things that we came up with. They did take out the pretreatment program that was given burning kits. So that was something. They haven't tested our ammonia limit though, and so we kind of reiterated the ammonia issue. The issue with the ammonia is that we're going to change the way the plant runs. Right now we have no trouble meeting ammonia, but when we go to denitrify, we can bias the plant all the way to just treat ammonia and not worry about it right now, but when we denitrify, it's actually on the other side of the coin, so we have to actually like pull it back from the edge and make it walk a line in the middle between denitrification and ammonia. And so we are concerned that the limit that they're giving us is 0.7 milligrams per liter on an average monthly basis. It's the lowest of any of the facilities around us. We listed them on here. And we don't think we're being treated fairly on, so we're bringing it up. The plant is designed, should be able to comply with it, but we don't want it, it's right at the edge. We're right at the edge of design, and we don't think it's a fair limit. So we're going to complain. we were completing this letter, and there is a regional board meeting on December 5th and 6th. I'd recommend that staff, as a minimum, and if not a board member, attend that and reiterate our concerns. It might help me have a board member if someone's willing to do it. The reason it's the 5th or the 6th is because they know it's that those 2 days, it's going to be on those 2 days, and we don't know which time or which day it will be. So we're basically looking for authorization to send this to the regional board and start giving you a heads up that that we would recommend a contingent visit the regional board when they go to adopt the permit and see if we can't protest one last time to get to the, you know, maybe kick it back to staff. Or they wouldn't even put a reopener in there. Like, we're like, can you just put a reopener in there so we can keep talking about it? They wouldn't even do that. It seems like maybe we could argue to put a reopener in, you know, something like that. Anyway, that's our report.
Fireball.
Just a question. When you look at the elements in your letter, suggestions that you might make to,
yeah,
for them to make changes to our permit, have you quantified those, any of those issues in terms of dollars, what they're asking? You know, they're asking for a limit of, you know, some parts per million.
Yeah.
But it does translate to dollars at some point.
Right.
Do they have a sense, other than that, you know, it's expensive, but is there is there a number that you can put on it to make it more dramatic? That,
right.
You know, our sewer rates are as, yeah, as high as anybody's, and this is yet another onerous requirement that's put upon the taxpayers.
Right. So we've tried the dollar thing in the past, and they, like, you know, we don't see dollars, so they're bringing up dollars, we don't care what it costs. It's more about the science. Mm-hmm. So we tend to focus comments on the science and how they're applying the science to other agencies around us and seem to be applying the science differently to us. I think that's a more likely argument than just saying it costs more money. The other thing is, in terms of the design, we believe we can design with the system that's in the master plan to meet both, but there's a risk that you're gonna violate and you can be fined. Because, you know, you can only design so tight and first let us operate the thing. And we don't want the district to be in a position where, you know, we're a little bubble and we violate. So technically, we're not trying to spend more money on it. We're trying to relieve the future fining ability against the district down the road.
Thank you.
And only I just have a comment, and this is on page 156. It's in your letter. It's just grammatical. Just to
okay.
Prove the point that I didn't read all.
All right.
You have, it's under number C. Down there it says, cover SIP to the regional board, drought river condition should, don't.
Yeah.
Be. It should
not.
Should
be.
Not.
Yeah. Okay. Good catch, Bill. I'll make that adjustment before I say it.
But you send us this stuff. Took me a long time to find it.
Two questions.
Yeah.
One is, you said we're the first. Is that because we're the first? We're the only ones with the spec, with this type of spec. Is that because we're the first?
Yes. No.
No.
Yeah. So if you look on the last page, we have a little table there, and the table is listing out other treatment plants who have the same permit conditions that in the same cycle as us. I'll say. They've been a little bit ahead, a little bit behind. But they laid this permit limit went on to us 5 years ago. We've been complaining about this for 5 years. Okay, so everyone's had time to catch up. But AMEL on the last page says average monthly effluent limit, average monthly effluent limit. So the average for us is 0.7. And then they came up with the logic that we're arguing here. It's like, you don't explain your logic and it doesn't match anybody else's. So we're struggling to understand how to get this to us. But you see, Sac Regional is 1.5 on an average monthly basis. Lodi is 1.3. Stockton is 1.2. Manteca is 2.1. Tracy is 1.5. You have Mountain House and Iron House, which have no credible discharge to a water body. It's like almost nothing. It's 0.8 or 0.89. They're still higher than us, you know, kind of thing. So we're like, we're 0.7. You know, and it doesn't sound like much, but 0.7, 0.8, or 0.9 is, you know, 20 or 30% different, you know, in terms of mass loading and things like that. So yeah, it's equivalent. but, you know, we're looking out for the district as best we can.
And going into December 5th and 6th, you're going to go in there knowing that 0.7 is a little tight. What are you looking for? And what would be your argument?
What we're looking for, what we said in the letter, which is, as a minimum, we'd expect inclusion credits for Old River to apply, and that pushes 0.9. Or our bare minimum is a reopener position. Like, you know, you go to the board, you know, it's a machine up there, right? It's 2 days, they have permits for everybody, it's a machine up there. You're not going to turn the whole boat around, but they might direct staff to add a reopener provision. That's probably the best we're going to get, is to let a reopener provision that we can substantiate, you know, our case, that they can at least reopen the permit and change it out.
Thank you, Greg. Yeah. No other questions? Thank you.
I think I need a directive here.
Yes, I know.
All right, yeah.
Hopefully you'll get something out. If there's no further discussion, is there a motion? I'm sorry, thank you. Public comment. This is the time we can open for public comment. And seeing no public comment, I'll close public comment. And now do I hear a motion?
Yeah, I'd like to move staff recommendation with the addition that the board authorize the president and vice president to attend this meeting so that we can put a little more pressure as an elected official instead of staff in front of their board.
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to G1, standing committee reports, I believe. This is the office item, so we're done. Okay, we'll move to G2. Any other reportable items?
I'd like to make a comment, and this is in reference to the vote on the water treatment plant last week, or 2 weeks ago. I was not here. I was a little disappointed in reading the minutes on the decision that was made. I think one of the most important things as an elected official is that we have to watch the money. And I understand watching the money currently, but in this particular case, it's probably the biggest, most significant decision that this board is going to make, at least in the last 7-8 years, and probably into the future. The amount for approximately $120 per year per resident would have allowed us to take and move this current plant number one all the way over to plant number two and give us a capacity for another 60 years. What has happened, if we go forward as was voted, that plant one is probably in 20 years going to need to be replaced. And at that particular time, it's going to cost three times the amount that we would have spent. So we just kicked the can down the road to another board 20 years from now. We're not going to be here. I think it's not the right decision. The grandkids are going to have to pay for this. If there's any way or will, if any of the board members wanted to change their mind and bring this back, I don't think it's too late to have another rediscussion. But I don't think this board is looking far enough down the road for the cost to the residents. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Pease. Any other discussion or other report? Okay. Manager's report? Nothing there. General manager's report?
Yes, I just wanted to report that our new finance director is going to start next Monday. Her name is Julie Carter. She's a local in the Brentwood area, and she has extensive experience in the private sector with finance, and we will be bringing her in and introducing her to you at the next board meeting. Also, I've extended a conditional job offer to someone for the parks and landscape manager position. That person's still being vetted. But we hope to, if everything goes right, we'll have the new one on around November 18th. That concludes my report.
That's good. That's great news. Thank you. Moving on to J1 through 5, actually, is information only correspondence received, and you'll see it in the paperwork back there.
Bill, just before we move off of that, I'd just like to compliment the staff. A letter from the Special Districts Association Risk Management Authority about the award. I think that, you know, it shows some dedication and some good work by the staff, so pass it along. That's That's unusual to get that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director Lee. That's good. Future agenda items. See you none.